Good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV18 Market Buzz podcast. I'm Hormas Fatakia. Well, what a session it was yesterday, right? After that very, very brutal sell-off that took the bulls to the cleaners, taking off everything that the market had recovered over the last 3 to 4 trading sessions. But before we get to that, the big announcement of the morning is from Donald Trump. Who else? But Donald Trump told reporters at the White House last night or early morning Indian time that he is considering a 10% tariff on China due to the inflow of fentanyl, the drug which has been a bone of contention between the US and China over the last few months. And that 10% tariff could be implemented as early as the 1st of February. So we need to keep an eye out on both of these announcements, including the ones that he made for Canada and Mexico as well. 1st of February is that date. Coming back to yesterday's trading session, you know, at one point the Nifty was at the lows of the day, sometime close to noon, but in a matter of 5 minutes, from 180 points lower, the Nifty was 80 points higher. It was a 250 point recovery in a matter of 5 minutes, and that recovery was swift, and the fall from that recovery was equally swift, because we, in with another 5 minutes, we were back down to the lowest point of the day as well. So it was an extremely choppy, that 30 minute stretch that the market had in yesterday's trading session. But after that, it was one-way traffic towards the downside, and the Nifty even broke below the 23,000 mark intraday, but somehow they managed to huff and puff their way towards that 23,000 mark and close just above it. So that 23,000 level becomes a key one to watch this morning for the index. The broader markets were not spared either, and that is also because there were some extreme earnings reactions in yesterday's trading session, be it from Dixon Technologies, be it from MCX, or even be it from Newgen Software, and that also weighed on the indices in yesterday's trading session, especially the broader markets. So it'll be interesting to see how the broader markets move in today's session as well. Some earnings reactions today: Dalmia Bharat's revenue fell 11%, profit was down 75%. There have been some downgrades that have come in for the stock as well. Cyan DLM's revenue was up almost 40% from last year, but profits were down 40%. India Mart, well, subscriber addition has declined on a sequential basis. There has been a downgrade also that has come in, so we'll keep an eye out on India Mart as well. India Cements reported an exceptional loss of 190 crore that led to a wider than expected net loss for the company. The revenues were also down 17%. We keep an eye out on that. And Newland Laboratories, of course, the board has approved a 342 crore capex. And keep an eye out on Went, because it is planning to divest its ownership interest in the company, the promoters, that is, the 37.5% stake that they own. They plan on divesting that. It is a big earnings day today. HDFC Bank reports earnings, as do HUL and BPCL, along with a lot of broader market names for the likes of Polycab and Coforge, Signity Technologies, Hudco, Persistent Systems, Pidilite. So there are a lot of names, 3 Nifty companies and 6 FNO stocks that are reporting results today. The handover from Wall Street is a strong one. The dollar is weak. Netflix rallied in extended trading after a very, very strong quarter. So the handover is a strong one. Asian markets are doing fairly well for themselves as well. So it promises to be another action-packed session, and we'll keep an eye out on all of these names as well. That's all on this edition of the Markets Buzz podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Stay tuned to CNBC TV18 and CNBC TV18.com for the sharpest market insights. It's